From big city cathedrals to rural parish churches, American Catholics attended Mass and prayed for the Pope today. Black and purple mourning banners have been draped outside St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. NPR's Robert Smith has been there and in other neighborhoods of New York to see how the faithful remember Pope John Paul.
Although he died sick and frail in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, John Paul II will always be considered young. He first visited the Polish neighborhood in September of 1959 when he was the Archbishop of Krakow, and a statue outside of St. Stanislaus Kostka's church commemorates that visit. He has his hand raised up and a wry smile on his face. Next to the statue, now piled high with flowers, Grzesna Muczyski is saying a Polish prayer.
I remember him like the young man.
She reaches into her bag and pulls out a picture of the Pope, taken in 1979.
The John Paul I's first historic visit to the Poland. You see how he's young? He's a really great man, yeah?
Muczyski was a student in Krakow in 1979, and she says on that historic visit back to Poland, the new Pope, John Paul II, gave the crowd a message that she carried with her in the solidarity marches of the 1980s.
The Pope said, "Don't afraid. Don't afraid, you know.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid, yeah."
The words of John Paul echoed across many New York neighborhoods today. In Little Italy, Louis Caccia emerges onto a busy street from the Church of the Most Precious Blood, where he was saying the rosary with the Franciscan Fathers. He says he wasn't always a fan of John Paul.
I didn't like when he got in because he was Polish and I'm Italian. You know, I wanted an Italian pope to continue because all I remember was Italian popes. But he turned out to be a great, great, great leader.
For Caccia, the most important lesson he learned from the Pope was forgiveness.
He forgave the men that shot him, that tried to kill him. He forgave him. He really did what Jesus taught. And he is, as a Catholic, he is our father, you know.
Uptown at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the scene most of the day was packed and chaotic. Bright television lights lit the outside of the cathedral as tourists snapped photos of a bust of John Paul II. The nose and the chin of the statue were worn bright by thousands of hands.
He had a warmth about him, I think.
Pat Cole, who is originally from South Wales, has seen the Pope speak in Cardiff and Paris and Rome, and she came to St. Patrick's to say one last goodbye. For Cole, the lesson she learned from the Pope was one of strength.
I think he stuck to his guns. He wasn't swayed by public opinion.
Cole hopes the next pope keeps the church steady.
The world is changing all the time. Whoever becomes pope, I think he's got a very, very difficult job ahead of him.
And large shoes to fill. Pope John Paul II leaves not only his mark on history, but a personal impression on the faithful. He was so well-traveled and served for so long, a surprising number of New York Catholics actually saw him in person and say he made a real connection. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.